The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, at 41 Cross Street, just upstairs from the fabulous Alto Forno Restaurante, and right across the street from the North Shore Mall. We've been doing financial planning and investment planning since 1968. Yeah, you got that right. 50 years of doing financial planning. Not me. I would be 2 years back then, 2 years old back then. My father started the firm back in 1968. I joined him in 1991. Dad, as you well know, if you've been listening to the show, retired in 2007. I took over the firm. My business partner, Marion Gilman, joined the firm in 2000. We made her a partner about 6 or 7 years ago. And believe it or not, Marion is going to be joining us for part of this show. I'm actually broadcasting today from the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center right here in Boston, Massachusetts, for the LPL National Conference. That's why you hear that ambient noise in the background. 7,000 advisors, families, sponsors, booths, everything going on here. In fact, David Cameron, you know, the guy that was the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, he is the keynote speaker tomorrow at this conference. And, hey, I just got this nice invitation. I'm having breakfast with David Cameron tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Now, it may be me and 9,000 other people, or it might be me and just him. I don't know. But I did check out the room, and the room only seats probably about 40 or 50 people. So we'll see what David wants to talk to me about for breakfast. Maybe he's looking for some financial planning and investment management advice, or maybe I'm just there to listen. Maybe we'll have some tea and crumpets. You never know what they're going to serve. I mean, it is in, maybe we'll have the traditional English breakfast in honor of David Cameron joining us. Today we had Ron Insana as the keynote speaker in the main exhibit hall today. Ron always provides a great insight on what's going on around the world. He's interviewed so many people. One of the most articulate speakers on pretty much anything that has to do with politics, that has to do with news-related issues. He really did a fabulous job. However, he did say one thing that I think surprised many people in the audience. Many people are asking about the midterm elections that are coming up and who's going to take over the House. Will the Democrats have enough wins to take over leadership in the House, or will the Republicans continue to hold that position? And surprisingly, and it's different from, I think, what many other people that I've spoken with have said, Ron seems to think that the Blues are going to win this one, that the Blues are going to win 31 seats in the midterm elections, and in doing so, have to find a new Speaker of the House. And when asked who he thought the new Speaker of the House might be, with shock and awe from many people in the audience, and then applause from others, they thought it would be Nancy Pelosi again. So we will see what happens. This is going to be an interesting next couple months to try to figure out how politics plays out. But he did say one of the major factors that will be driving decisions will be the direction of the market, the sustainability of this economy, the tariff program that President Trump has put into place to see how that impacts things. And I will tell you, if you're a New Englander, well, I don't care whether you like Trump or not, you do have to like the price of lobsters here in New England, and that is due to the tariffs, folks. China seems to want to buy all of their lobsters from Canada, just 100 miles north of here, and that is giving New England lobstermen, Gloucester lobstermen especially, an overabundance of lobsters. And when you have a lot of supply, that means demand is down, and that means when you have an abundance of supply, you have to lower your price. So if you've been to Market Basket lately, if you've been into Market Basket, you'll know that lobsters, $4.99 a pound. $4.99 a pound. You can just walk in and say, oh, I'll have 20 lobsters, please. And they'll hand them to you. There's no limit. You know, at $4.99, you can only buy two. You can buy whatever you want. There is so many lobsters around. And you well know, so easy to cook, so easy to make. I'm trying to encourage many of my friends that are here hanging out at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center for the LPL National Conference. to get out and try some of these New England lobsters. They are so cheap and delicious and easy to eat. You'll enjoy it. Anyways, we provide financial advice in a language you can understand each and every Sunday right here on North Shore 104.9. Our show runs from 8 to 9 a.m. each and every Sunday, and we've been doing this. Oh, this is, I think, our sixth year doing this. It's great. And many people know, it's funny, just before I came in here to tape this session, I had to deliver a one-hour presentation to about 250 advisors just further down here in the exhibit hall. And I explained to them that right after the presentation, I would be going to tape this radio show. And what I forgot to realize was that my voice would start to go on me. And so if you hear me clearing my throat, if you hear me being a bit scratchy or whatever, it's just because I just spent an hour talking to 200-and-something advisors in another part of this hall. Anyways, it is August. First weekend in August. We're 7 months through the year. The markets have been doing pretty well, folks. I mean, I find it fascinating, absolutely fascinating, that some people will come into our office and say, geez, markets have been doing really tough. Folks, they're not. The markets are doing pretty well. Don't believe everything you hear in the media these days. I mean, these sound bites that you're pulling up from everywhere. The markets in general, the S&P 500, if you want to call that the market, according to a report that we got here from LPL dated, today is Monday, the 30th of July, I believe, that I'm taping this. So the report that I have in front of me is as of July 27th. It's saying that the S&P 500 year-to-date is up 6.55% on a one-year rolling basis. Get this, 16.10%. So anybody that thinks that the market's having a tough time, you better reset your expectations, folks, because that is a fabulous one-year rolling rate of return. Back in our office, I mean, we're trying to build portfolios and build a plan for you designed to give you somewhere between 6 and 8%. And if you're looking for more than that over time, you got to be kidding yourself. I mean, remember, what we do at Friedman Financial is provide you big picture financial planning advice. And one of the things that I talked to advisors about today and what I thought I'd share with you today was what makes us a little bit different. What is financial planning all about? And it's far more than just investments, though it is a big part of it. I mean, look, in order to be able to meet the retirement goals that you want, to be able to achieve your financial success, you do need to have some money. You need to have resources to be able to provide an income stream to you over and above pension and Social Security. You got to be able to do that. However, you also have to have a lot of other things in place. And the number one thing that you need to do is first ask yourself this one very, very important question. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And look, we live in this me, me, me society, this now, now, now society that just prevents us from thinking more than the 6 o'clock news. I mean, it's actually, who watches the 6 o'clock news anyways? No one does. Everyone gets their all information on what's that? That Facebook thing. It's a fad. That internet thing, it's going out of style, right? I think not. It may change, but that is where we all get our information from. We all get it through sound bites these days. But what was fascinating, one of the things that I had heard a couple of years ago was, do we read more today or less today than we did 20 years from now? Do we read more today or less today than we did 20 years from now? And I found this hard to believe, but it is true. We actually read 10 times more today than we read 20 years ago. Now, what's kind of interesting about that is if you were one to read books, I would agree that less and less books are read today. Less and less newspapers are read today than 20 years ago. But the amount of reading we do every day is significant. Think about how many times you look at your phone for a text message, an email message, a Snapchat, an Instagram post, a little comment upon this or the like that you receive somewhere else. You read headlines. You read news feeds. We're reading, 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 reading all the time. Now, is there much substance behind our reading? No. A lot of it is purely speculative and purely sound bites, and this is the problem that we're in. When we're starting to think about our goals, about our financial future, we're basing it upon things that we've heard. Like, for instance, I'm sure you've heard in many occasions the fact that, I don't know, if you drink 17 cups of coffee, it could be bad for your health. Or if you eat one slice of watermelon, you know, you could grow an extra 2 inches. I'm making this stuff up, of course, but it is the most insane thing, that the decisions and the reasons that we choose to do things. I think it's fascinating. A couple of years ago here at this conference, and this is Mark Friedman, I'm reporting from the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center here for the LPL National Conference. A couple of years ago, you wouldn't find a plastic cup anywhere in this place. They actually handed you bottles, a water bottle, and all sorts of water dispensers for you to fill your water bottle because they didn't want you destroying the environment by having plastic cups. Well, I guess that's since passed because there's plastic cups everywhere here. There is plastic throwaway stuff everywhere. So everything goes through hills and valleys and fades. Remember when we were on this carb thing? No one was going to eat carbs and everybody wondered, would Dunkin' Donuts go out of business? Will Dunkin' Donuts go out of business if no one's eating carbs? Well, Dunkin' Donuts seems to be doing just fine, as is everybody else. And I know, people, you know, I think my producer here is looking at me kind of funny, thinking, I thought this was a financial show, and he's talking about all this other nonsense stuff. Well, in reality, what we do is we provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And financial advice in a language you can understand doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to pick the right investment for you, because frankly, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you're willing to buy quality investments, if you can select a mix, an appropriate mix of quality investments that are at the right price, at the right risk tolerance, and you hold it for the right amount of time, you are going to position yourself far better than trying to be speculative with your investment strategy. So one of the things that we do at Friedman Financial, like I said, is focus on financial planning. It starts with goals. It starts with collecting information. So as I presented to this 250 advisor group a little while ago today, I said to them, how many of you actually collect data from your clients and verify that data? How many of you verify that data that comes out from your clients? What I mean is a lot of financial advisors will send out these things called a fact finder. A fact finder is this piece of information where you can start to list, what do I have in the bank? What do I have in my 401k? What do I have in an investment account? So that a financial planner can begin to guide and send you down a path of understanding what you have. And a lot of people will say, well, I have a fact finder, but I don't necessarily verify that that's what the clients have. And I said, that is a big mistake. Folks, if you're working with a financial advisor right now that your relationship is built upon a trust of understanding of what you own and they're trusting what you own, you got to do better than that. You have to be willing to expose them to what that real bank statement looks like, what the real 401k statement looks like, what your accounts at whatever brokerage firm you might have them with looks like. What are those insurance policies, the annuity statements, your pay stubs, your bank statements, your tax returns, your trusts, your wills, your deeds to your house, all of that stuff. If you're not providing the actual documentation to your financial advisor, how can they truly, one, place your interests first, and number two, how can they give you comprehensive financial advice in a language that you can understand, and advice that will set you on a path towards success? How can they do that if they're not certain that the information that you provided to them is accurate? At Friedman Financial, we do that each and every day. We provide financial advice in a language you can understand. We gather all that truthful information, gather it, put it together, make sure you sign off it so we're all on the same page. If now's the time to get serious about your financial planning needs, we'd love to meet with you. Schedule a meeting at our office. If now's the time to get serious about your financial planning and you want to schedule an initial consultation at our office, give it a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or if you have a pressing question, you want to send me a question right now. Right now, you're burning with a question. And you say, I got to ask Mark this question. Here is my personal email address. Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I got more financial advice in a language you can understand and a special guest coming up. Marion Gilman's going to join me live from the conference right here at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. You're listening to Dollars and Cents on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Good morning and welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, just upstairs from the fabulous Alto Forno restaurant on 41 Cross Street and right across the street from the North Shore Mall, which is going through its evolution of change right now. Lots of new restaurants coming in. Sears is getting blown up pretty soon. We're pretty excited about that. They're actually going to make Sears into a parking lot, but actually they're going to continue that along to add more restaurants along the way. It's going to be a great view out of our conference room office. A place called, I think it's called Lifetime Fitness is going up in the parking lot, and Tesla seems to be showing up in about 12 months from now. So lots of changes going in across the street. I get to see everything developing from there. But we are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand from the Treetop Studios, normally of North Shore 104.9. But today, and today only, we are reporting live. Well, this is a taped show, folks. I won't lie to you. We're taping this on Monday, but you're hearing it today on Sunday. We're reporting from the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center at the LPL National Conference. And so I've been sitting here in the studio. You can hear the ambient noise going on all over the place, and people are walking by. And so as I was planning my next segment, I was supposed to have Marion, who's actually making faces at me through the glass out here right now. She's going to be – no. She's going to be on the studio – she's going to be in the show in the next segment, but I have a special guest for this segment. This guy's been walking by. I've known Frank Patsky for how many years, Frank? Long time?
Affiliated with LPL for 30 almost. Right. So, yeah, a long time.
So as long as you can possibly remember, right? and so I've known Frank a long time. And Frank, you used to have a radio show yourself, didn't you?
I did, in Chicago.
Yeah, so we have got a lot of things in common, one of them being Theo Epstein.
Yes, we picked him up after you guys let him go.
That's right. So, you know, he won a World Series for us, then we send him over to you. Yeah, we felt bad for the Cubs.
And he's done the same.
Yes, and he has.
Whenever you want to send us Belichick, we'll take him.
You may want JD Martinez these days, too. Red Sox are playing unbelievably well. Best record in baseball right now. Looks like they are on pace easily to hit 100 wins this season. Unbelievable. Everything that everyone thought they were going to fight it out with the Yankees. They still may in the AL East. This season is far from over yet, but they're having a pretty good season. How are the Cubs doing?
They're in first place. There so our so ideal will be a Cubs-Red Sox matchup.
We're
something
hoping
for
that,
the ages.
Right? Yeah, you'd think a guy like me would know how well the Cubs were doing, knowing that you're going to be a guest here on the show, but I really didn't know you were going to be a guest until about 3 minutes ago when I saw you walk by on the screen.
So you mean you don't know the standings really? Of all the baseball teams in the country?
If you ask my son Jerry knows the standings for every team. He knows who's playing for what team. He knows the averages, all that stuff. I used to know that stuff when I collected baseball cards.
Yeah.
Did you collect baseball cards?
Oh, I still have my box that I hid so my mom couldn't throw them away 50-some years ago.
That's right. You still have them, and they were in pristine condition.
No, they're not, but they're still there.
Because you flipped them up against walls, and you
flipped baseball cards. We did all kinds of things. We played with them.
That's right. You built houses with them?
No, we set up baseball games with them.
Oh, well.
Actually,
baseball games, I guess.
Maybe that's before my time. We would put the players in the positions on the floor.
We had electricity when I started watching baseball.
I am a bit older than you, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, Frank, you're here at the studio, and like I said, this is Frank Patsky. Frank, you're the name of your company?
Guidant Wealth Advisors.
Guidant Wealth Advisors. A fabulous firm. Is it still Schaumburg?
Actually, it's in Palatine, Illinois, which is about 25 miles northwest of Chicago.
Yeah, well, Frank runs an exceptional financial planning investment management shop, very similar to what we do in our office. In fact, there are a few advisors that wander the halls here who we all kind of share a similar philosophy, approach our clients in a very, very similar pattern. And you've probably seen a lot of changes that have gone on in the industry over the past 30 years.
To say the least.
Yeah, but clients ask, are they asking the same questions or clients asking different questions?
Well, I think at the end of the day, they always want the same thing. I think people are looking for security. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for people they know they can trust and that are honest and knowledgeable. They may ask the questions differently, but that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think you'd agree that today's individual looking for financial advice needs more than just investment guidance. They need something beyond that.
No question. In fact, I just came from, while you were preparing for this, came from my continuing education for ethics for the CFP designation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's ultimately the whole concept behind the CFP, Certified Financial Planning designation, is that people need and we deserve, they deserve and we need to give them more than just investment advice.
And where do we find that? I mean, if I was a client and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm thinking about hiring a financial advisor, where is this financial advisor getting that information beyond, you know, just going to an XYZ mutual fund and saying, hey, can you provide me some insights? Where are we going to get that more
expanded? Well, boy, in today's world, it is so different than what it used to be for us. So there's a wealth of information that we can get from any number of different technological venues. Certainly through the internet, simply Googling things, but there's a lot of prescribed courses. You know better than I do because you were of your years of active involvement with the CFP, how valuable those sorts of things are.
But what's interesting to me is there's a lot of knowledge that's out there. And just like anything else, you go to see a doctor today and you've already tried to diagnose your issue before you even walk in to see the doctor. You go to WebMD or you go wherever, you try to gain some knowledge. But one of the things that I tried to deliver in the session that I did before this radio show today was explain the difference between wisdom, I mean, between knowledge, experience, and wisdom. And that's what's happening right now. There's a lot of people that are trying to get into our business, and they're gathering a lot of sound bites and knowledge because there's a lot of information out there, a lot of places you can get knowledge. But before you can start working with a client, before we can start giving, as a financial advisor, advice to clients, you need a pretty good base of experience to align with that knowledge. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't hear your presentation, but I have a feeling that the progression is you can gain knowledge pretty easily.
Right, anywhere.
Yes, that's all over the place. Go to school, find it on the internet. Experience comes nothing with time, and frankly, it comes from making mistakes and seeing other people make mistakes.
Right.
Wisdom is the combination of those two things. So unless you have knowledge and you have experience, you probably can't have wisdom. At least that's my take on it.
And that's exactly what I was talking about up on the stage. And we're finding that more and more people are sending their children, they're finding out that their kids or their nephew or whatever just, you know, graduated college and they got a job with XYZ Mutual Fund or XYZ Investment Company. And they might say, well, now I got to give them some business or something. Well, that's nice, but you need at certain stages in your life, you need far more than someone that just can tell you how much you can put into a Roth IRA.
Yeah. I've even gone so far as to ask some of my current clients, some of whom I've had a long time, but I've asked them to jot little notes to some of my first clients because it was those first clients who gave me the opportunity to stay in business long enough to gain the knowledge through experience and therefore wisdom that I'm really helping people with now. And while we've recently hired in our firm a young lady who's 26 years old, three years out of college. She's great, but there's no way that she can have the benefit of the years of experience that we have. By listening to us, she can gain it a little more quickly than she can get it on her own. And that's what we're hoping to do for her. But you're right. It's going to take time.
Yeah, it's going to take time. I mean, I look at, you don't even know this because I just saw you walking by, but you know Mindy, my oldest daughter.
Sure.
Mindy graduated Babson College the end of May. She was accepted at Eaton Vance to work for Eaton Vance Mutual Funds. And she 3 weeks later, she moved out of the house, got an apartment, and she's working at Eaton Vance. She just finished up her 6 to 7 week training course. And today, this Monday, today is Monday, I don't know, the 28th, 29th, 30th. I don't even have a calendar in front of me. But today, she is starting on the phones.
She goes Eaton Vance. Live.
She goes
Mindy live.
Mindy live. And so it's interesting that after 6 weeks, so imagine you were a shareholder at Eaton Vance Mutual Funds, Fidelity Mutual. It doesn't matter what mutual fund. That's not the point. And you had bought an investment through that mutual fund company years ago, and you pick up the 800 number, and you say, I need to get $10,000 for my XYZ mutual fund. And on the other end is today, Mindy, picking up the phone with 6 weeks of experience, and she's going to make sure, she's taking the responsibility of making sure that your request turns into cash in your household in a few days. That's what she's got. And 6 weeks, these kids are supposedly ready to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all sorts of FAQs and all that kind of stuff that Mindy can answer and do that. But I just find it fascinating that in the world of money, it doesn't take much knowledge to be able to deliver the transactional execution of things. But what she doesn't have and what will take a long time is experience and soon to be wisdom.
And so, you know, I'm going to take a risk here and go out on a limb a little bit. And I am a huge advocate of companies like Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
We use Vanguard for many, many things and very strong advocates of them. But they have programs where you can hire a CFP to help answer some of your questions through their financial basis. The problem is most of those people are young and inexperienced, and you're going to get advice and you're going to get knowledge, but you still aren't going to get the wisdom that you're going to get from somebody who's had that longer term experience. Now, I want to see those kids transition to make that leap, and it's a great place for them to start, but you always need to remember who you're talking with and the longevity that comes with that person, not just longevity from the day they start, but longevity getting to know you as the person that you're working with.
And you're clearly not making a recommendation as to whether Vanguard is a great fund or a great company or a lousy company or whatever.
Right.
It's just you're using that purely as an example in this case. And, you know, it's interesting. We, as someone that is seeking advice, certainly in as you're approaching retirement or in retirement, you need far more than knowledge from the person that's providing it to you. You need some experience and even wisdom. I think the years of experience that you've had, Frank, and the years of experience I've had, my father, Marion, my business partner, we've been through a lot of hills and valleys. We've been through the scenarios where clients have retired during some of the worst times in the market, worst times in our economy, through recessions, whatever it might be. We've lived through those, and we have the stories, and I think that's really what it is. It's all about the stories.
Yeah, well, because the stories are what brings it to real life. So that the person that you're assisting, you're helping, can actually visualize how our help, just like the help of a doctor or an attorney or any other professional, plumber for that matter, can actually get you from the problem that you have to get that problem solved.
Yeah, and the advice that we provide goes far beyond investments, doesn't it?
Well, it has to. One of the things that we've just started in our firm, because I think it's so critical, we're even starting to help people now with their Medicare planning.
You have to.
It's far more complicated than I think people think. They think
absolutely.
It's an easy, simple government turn the switch on sort of program. And it's not quite that.
Well, you know, my mother-in-law once mentioned, my mother-in-law is now 72 or 73. But when she was approaching 65, she started asking me questions about Social Security and Medicare and all that stuff. And I said, you know, at the time, I wasn't all that skilled in that information. And she said to me, Mark, she says, if you're a financial advisor, if that's the way you're positioning yourself as a financial advisor, who else would I turn to to get Medicare and Social Security advice? I would think a guy that's a financial advisor, because in many cases, Social Security, for certainly many of our clients, will be 30 to 50% of their income, if not more, in retirement. So how can me as an advisor not be skilled to be able to provide some semblance of guidance and understanding and have resources at the Social Security Administration if we do run into problems that we can get you answers?
Well, I think the problem, again, Social Security, Medicare, and far too many other financial issues, people think they're just yes or no. There's no grays. There's a lot of variation
in
all of these things, and those decisions are impactful and important. And once you make them, you can't go back and undo them. You're in that position now for the rest of your life. So it is important to have some knowledge and make them intelligently in the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to do everything on an individual basis. This is not one of these cookie-cutter, pull the net and we get everybody into it. Everybody has a unique situation. You know, a lot of people will say, well, my neighbors were able to do that, or my aunt was able to do that. And it just doesn't work that way, does it?
But from our standpoint, that's the beauty of it, too.
Absolutely. That's what I love doing in this business.
Yes.
But you take all of those instances, and that's how you build the wisdom in being able to provide that guidance and advice to a client.
Absolutely right.
All right, well, we're up against the clock to take our
all
break,
right.
But I want to remind some folks that we put out a newsletter each and every Friday morning. It lands in your mailbox at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I know, Frank, you get that newsletter.
I get it at 9:30 Chicago time, and I read it by 10 o'clock every Friday.
It's hard to believe that we're up to now 7,500 subscribers to this newsletter, which we started March of 2009. We've been putting out more than 600 consecutive newsletters every Friday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Never missed one. If you'd like to get a newsletter, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on my newsletter. Put in your name. Give us your email address. There's a section for comments. You can send me any message you want, whether you like the show, whether you hate the show, what you thought of Frank today being on the show.
You don't have to tell him that.
Anything you want to hear, we'd love to hear you. We'll be right back. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Go on, take the money and run.
This summer, gather your best friends and get ready to laugh when Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater presents the international sensation Mamma Mia.
You are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
the guaranteed Dancing in the Aisles Get Happy musical. Mamma Mia, featuring 20 of ABBA's greatest hits woven into one mega-hit Broadway show about a daughter's dream, a mother's secret, and a trip down the aisle you will never forget. Take a chance on Mamma Mia, live on stage at North Shore Music Theater from August 7th through September 2nd. Everyone will be having the time of their lives, and you will too. Get your tickets today at nsmt.org. Mamma Mia, now I really know. You already know you are going to love it. Sponsored by Beverly Bank.
I don't have
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. But today, we are not broadcasting from the treetop studios of North Shore 104.9 in North Beverly, but instead, here at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, where you hear the ambient noise of 4,000 financial advisors all gathered for the LPL National Conference right here in Boston. We had it local. And they said, hey, we're going to have a radio studio that's going to be in the exhibit hall. Mark, would you like to host your radio show in the studio? And earlier we had Frank Patsky, a good friend of mine who's been with LPL for more than, 30-something years, I think.
And he's located in Chicago, right?
Yeah, Frank's in Chicago. And that wonderful voice that you hear is my business partner, Marion Gilman, who I promised earlier in the show that she would be joining us. Marion, of course, had to get her continuing education done. Marion, where were you during the first segment?
I was just in the CFP ethics class. It is a requirement in order to maintain your CFP designation. You need to have, 100 minutes of ethics course every 2 years. So I just completed that. Always insightful.
That's 100 minutes in a row, right?
100 minutes in a row.
Right.
That is correct. And quite honestly, there are some new developments in CFP world. They have some new regulations, requirements. So always a good thing.
When you say new regulations and requirements, how does that impact the people listening to this show?
It impacts... our business, not at all, because we always held a fiduciary standard for all of our clients. So that does not affect us at all. However, for people who didn't always hold a fiduciary standard and act with the clients, putting the client's best interest first, that actually could affect their practices.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
So
financial advisors, or certainly certified financial planners, are going to be held to that higher standard.
That's correct.
And be held more accountable to that higher standard.
That is correct.
Now, that's something that you and I both know, and Marion's been with us, 18 years now?
18 years.
Yeah. You said this
seems
earlier.
Seems like just yesterday.
It seems like. We were out for dinner last night. You said, Mark, it's so easy to remember. I joined in 2000, so we can do the math pretty easy, right?
It is really easy math.
And what did you think of that dinner last night, Marion?
The dinner was fine. It was a little long.
Oh, my God.
It was a little dark, but the view was magnificent. We were very fortunate. We got to have dinner overlooking Boston Harbor, which was just beautiful.
Yeah, it was, Maestros or Mastros?
Mastros, yes.
And it was really fabulous and really enjoyed that. But you were right. It was long, and they put us outside in an area that wasn't well lit. So we're sitting there with our flashlights.
So half the table was in the dark.
Yeah, but always great insights. And so thank you for joining us today again, all of our listeners that join us each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. We are here at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center getting some information, getting education. There's, I don't know how many booths are here, probably 200-something booths. All about technology, all about updates, all about ideas that we can bring back to our practice to better improve the experience that our clients will have. I don't know. Have you seen anything here, Marion, that really piqued your interest?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't actually had a lot of time, other than the couple of meetings that we went to today, to actually go through all of these booths. But I will do that before we go back to the office and resume our regular daily lives.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting to see what's coming.
Exactly.
And for those that are clients of ours that have been asking for it, I mean, we've seen prototypes of a new app for your phone that you'll be able to look at for there if you wanted to check out your accounts. Of course, These are always things that are in development and things that we can always hope for. The commitment to technology here is significant. They've certainly shown that in making those changes, and we hope that we'll be able to translate that into an even more improved experience for our clients.
That would be great.
Yeah, and each and every Friday we continue to provide that weekly newsletter that we call Planning Pointers. Comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning.
Via technology.
That is right, adding that extra element of technology.
Thank goodness.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter, go to our website. You want to give the call things for that?
It's FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And when you go to the website, click on...
Click anywhere. All you got to scroll down.
Bottom corner, and you'll see sign up for our newsletter.
It's that simple. It really is.
Very easy.
Over 7,500 subscribers. Well, when we last left, we've been trying to talk to... I've been trying to talk about the value of what you and I, what financial planners, those that are here, what they do for clients that goes beyond the investment experience. And one of the number one things our clients have told us that they get from a firm like ours is, number one, we help them get their financial house in order. And we've spent, as a firm, a lot of time trying to define what that really means. It's a nice buzzword, getting your financial house in order. But what does that really mean, Mary? When you think about that, when what we're providing is getting your financial house in order, what does that mean to you?
So we want to be sure that everybody knows exactly where they stand today, which means that we create a net worth statement. So the net worth statement is a listing of your assets and liabilities, a snapshot of everything you own in the asset column and everything you owe in the liability column. And that gives you a starting point. Very important. If you want to know if you're on the right road, how could you ever figure that out unless you know where you are today?
Great. It is so true that when we think about what we understand from a client's net worth, that it really becomes the basis for all of the decisions. It's so much more than that investment account. It is so much more than that.
Most definitely. And we take a look at everything before we ever take a look at investments. And in reality, Mark, that is one of the things that just came up in the CFP ethics course, is that even for people who are going to do just investment management, that if you are a CFP and you're holding yourself out as a CFP, then you have a fiduciary relationship, even if you're going to just trade stocks.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So if someone says to you, and maybe you can give an example of this, coming from this ethics meeting, if someone were to pick up the phone and call up a financial advisor who had a CFP designation and said, hey, I've just got laid off from my job. I have a $250,000 IRA that I need to roll over. Can you give me advice on that? What are some of the limitations? What can an advisor do, or what more does an advisor need to do before they can take over or provide advice on that money?
So you need to explain to them what their options are. I mean, that's extremely important. And you need to make sure that they understand any tax implications of whatever moves they make with that money. And also you need to understand, you know, where they stand today before you can make investment recommendations. I mean, there are a lot of considerations before you actually take that next step. And so many people just say, oh, yeah, I'll give you investment advice on that. And that is really not the best way, or that's not how we approach
but
it.
But from the CFP standpoint.
And from the CFP standpoint, you need to know a lot more than just, yeah, I have this money, let's put it to work.
Right. You have to understand where everything is and what everything else is. And what and if...
When are you going to be using the money?
Exactly.
Very important.
What if that client said, you know what, you don't need to know anything else about that?
Well, so for us, we wouldn't even take that client.
Right.
I mean, we'd just say end of conversation, because that's just not how we work. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we are in the position where, you know, we can easily say that. And hold up our standards, because that's just not, you know, the way we want to approach investment management.
Many of the people that watched my presentation earlier before this radio show, they were curious about our minimums. The question they always ask is, Mark, what are the minimums that Friedman Financial has as a firm here on the North Shore, serving, you know, with 85-90% of our clients living within 10 miles of the office? A real focus on the community. Do we have minimums? And how do you respond? I can share with how I would respond. I think you know how I would respond. But how are you responding to that type of a question now, Marion?
Well, we take great pride in serving families as opposed to just individual clients. And, you know, many people come to us and we establish relationships with the parents. And then they need to help out their parents, or they need to their children get their first job. And we always, always, always want to talk to their family members because we pride ourselves on that. We want to be sure that we are helping them out for all of their financial concerns. And if one of their financial concerns is a parent, then we need to help them with that.
Yeah, well, let's try to be sure we define family members, because I certainly don't want people to think that the only way we'll work with them is if we introduce us to the grandkids all the way up to grandma.
No, absolutely not. You know, that's not a requirement.
No, not at all.
But we don't have a distinct minimum, because somebody who might not, you know, who might not have a lot of money, if we need to help them out because they're significant, a significant person in their life is one of our clients, we will always help them out.
Yeah, so I oftentimes answer the question when someone says, Mark, what is your minimum? And I think our number one minimum, and I think you'd agree with this, is do we like each other?
And can we help them?
Right, that too.
You know, there are some people we just can't really help.
That's for sure.
Or they don't need us.
And then there are others where they have some wealth, but it's not enough for it to make sense for all of us too.
Right, exactly.
But one of the things that we have, and so from a minimum standpoint.
And so, Mark, you have a great phrase for, you know, what do you do? What do you tell people who are in their 20s and 30s starting out? How can we help them out?
What's the advice for a 20 or 30-year-old? Do you know what the advice is? Save money.
I mean, that they don't need us to charge them a financial planning fee to tell them to save money.
Right, because there's plenty of places that you can go. Whether it's some of the automated solutions that are out there, whether doing it on your own, doing it through your 401k, setting up a Roth IRA, all of those things that you can do on your own and not have to pay somebody like me.
That's right.
So who gets that information? Who do we provide that advice to? Well, a lot of people will ask, well, Mark, I am 20 years old, or I am 40 years old, or even 30 years old, and I need some financial advice and guidance. We don't shut the door on everybody. And in fact, there is a certain group of people that the door will always stay open no matter the dollars that you have. And who is that group, Marion? She's looking at me.
I have no idea who he's talking about.
I didn't set up the lead on that, probably.
I thought we had just talked about family, so I'm not sure. That's
where I'm
family
going.
Members,
so,
okay. Well,
so clients of our office, if you are a client of our
member.
Office, if you said to me, you know, my granddaughter just got her first job working for, Nestle Corporation, and she got a benefits booklet and has to select the 401k, should she invest in the Roth, all of those things, would you be able to provide her some advice? And what's our answer
Most
to that?
Most definitely.
All the
always,
time.
Always, always.
And do we charge for that?
Never.
And that's something that's one of the big secrets, one of those lost secrets that's out there. Clients that work with us, our clients that are paying us a fee to provide them financial and investment management advice on an ongoing basis, always know that their children, no matter the size of their financial resources, we will always be there to help them and give them guidance whenever they need it.
And we can tell them how much to save, too.
Yes, we can.
What percentage of their paycheck would be a good idea.
Yep. It's always important.
It certainly is.
All right. Well, I'm sitting here with Marion Gilman, my business partner. It's always a pleasure to have her in studio with me. When we can provide financial advice in a language you can understand together, we are here at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center right here in Boston for the LPL National Conference.
And it's certainly huge.
It is huge, isn't it? It is. We had Ron and Sana here as the keynote speaker here this morning. David Cameron, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, speaking to us tomorrow morning. And we've got to take a quick break because my producer says so, and we have to get out of here and let some of the people that advertise here on this radio station have a few sayings. But we will be right back with a little bit more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Do you ever ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. I'm joined here by Marion Gilman, my business partner. Love having her here in studio. She always provides a nice, fresh insight, and she's certainly smarter than I am. So whatever she says, I would take her advice over mine any day. We actually have a lot of fun here, so it's a lot of fun. I guess I don't mean that, but hopefully both of our... No, I do mean it and don't mean it. We both provide, I think, a pretty good set of advice. You know, when we were in... earlier in the show, I had Frank Patsky, who's a financial advisor out of Palatine, Illinois, I think the name of it is.
Just outside of Chicago,
just outside of Chicago,
correct?
Yeah. And Frank and I were talking about the difference between working with people that have knowledge, working with people that have experience, and those then that have wisdom, which is kind of a combination of knowledge and experience. And, I mean, you've seen a lot of folks. There's a lot of people that walk the hallways here. There's all different people at all different levels and experience. And you know, what do you attribute the advice that you're giving advice every day, Marion, to our clients? And I know our clients so cherish the advice that you provide to them. But if it was just knowledge that you've had, if it was just book smart, could you be doing what you're doing right now?
Absolutely not. You know, it's interesting because you see your career evolve and your advice evolve over the years. So if you think back to when you first started in the industry, and you know, it's interesting, we heard Ron and Sana this morning, and he talked about when he first started in the industry, given financial news. And you know, he made a joke about it because I guess not too many people listened or watched whatever crazy station he was on back in the 80s, right? I think he said. So, yeah, but it's amazing. I mean, you just don't have the depth of knowledge that you do as you evolve through your career. So now we've just seen so many things happen to our clients, and we see the outcomes of what that is. You know, we have clients who have been retired and living off their assets for 30 years, taking money out every single month from their accounts. So that gives you...
And they haven't run out of money.
And they haven't run out of money. Thank goodness, God. Right? I know it. So we've seen the process work, which really gives you great insight and great wisdom over the years. And you can convey that knowledge and say, you know, look, we've actually seen it happen. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, every day it seems like there's a new story, another instance, another question that even someone will ask us. And I think the way we answer questions today that are posed by clients is different from the way we answered questions even 3 to 5 years ago.
Most definitely. And that's probably why, you know, the kids that are just out of college or the kids that are still in college, when they answer the phones, you know, you may need to ask the question several different ways to get the answer to the question you're actually asking.
Yeah.
Whereas we frequently can deduce what the client needs to know.
Yeah, I mean, many people that work with a financial advisor, unfortunately, many people don't even realize how much they pay the financial advisor, but I don't think that's the case in our office. People are well aware of that.
We're very transparent. We're
exceptionally. And you know what? You pay us a lot of money, and you deserve excellence. You deserve thoughtful responses to your questions that give you the opportunity to sit and pause and say, hey, am I doing what's best for my family? Not am I reacting to this emotional moment right now? And many people will hire us for rational advice during some of the most emotional times.
Most definitely. So those people that in our office who have been retired for 10, 20, 30 years, they've lived through several significant downturns in the market. So 2000 to 2002, we saw a significant downturn in the market. We saw another downturn in 2008 to 2009. And they lived through that. They took out money through that. And, you know, they actually saw their accounts decline somewhat, but then come back. So, you know what? You know, when you live through that, you can relay that to other people who are concerned about those downturns in the market.
You know, one of the videos that they showed here in the general session this morning talked about a financial advisor and the client that they had and the relationship they had. They were very, very well done videos. And one of the things that we learned was that we see in our own office is many clients sit back and they need to reflect back sometimes on how far they've come. And that was the final statement that kind of came out of that last message. I never realized how far we had come. And because we've been doing this for so many years, Marion, because we've been so involved in so many different things, we have the ability to show our client, here's where you were 10 years ago. Here's where you were 20 years ago. Look how far you've come. And a lot of times it has nothing to do, or in part it has to do with the investment account, but it's just a small part of it. Look at all of the other things. And what are some of those other things that have changed over that time so that they can see how far they've come?
Well, it is amazing. I mean, sometimes it is the return on investments, but very frequently it's, you know, people changing their spending habits, people saving a little bit more. You know, as they go through cycles in their lives and they might work an extra year, they might work part-time. So there are so many different things. So, for instance, we've worked with a lot of clients where when we start working with them, when they say they want to retire at 65, at 60, let's say at age 60, we sort of look at them and say, you know, okay, but you're not going to get there
right
doing what you're doing. And we've seen them change their habits and really, you know, start to save a little bit more, allocate their money differently, spend a little bit differently. They might have kids that graduate from college and they start paying the kids' bills, so they have a little more money. Or they might work a little bit longer, and they reach those goals and they exceed those goals in many cases. I mean, it's amazing how things evolve over time.
Yeah, and they're able to do that by being able to see their progress plotted.
Absolutely, and if they didn't see it, you know, let's say 5 or 10 years before retirement, that they're never going to have the money that they want, they never would save anymore. Or,
right.
You know, they'd still go along the path. They can see that they're saving money, so it's not like they're not saving anything. It's just not enough to live the lifestyle they want.
So you mean it isn't just about picking the right investments and hoping that you hit some really big winners?
it rarely is that. Although we have seen lives change by, and this is mainly when somebody works for a company and the company does phenomenally
right.
well, and they get granted stock from the company. It is rarely somebody who just makes an outside random investment in a company and hits it big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that oftentimes clients have been approaching us, and for whatever reason, this year has been a great year in our office where a lot of people either approaching retirement or seeing a change in job status have been reaching out to us and saying, you know what, now's the time to get serious about my financial planning. I've been working with a variety of different advisors. I know I need to get serious. But if I were to move all of this money over to you and tie that into a bigger financial plan, how might you take all of this money and invest it for me? I want to be careful. I mean, this is a big decision in my life and something that I'm probably going to have to live with this for 30, 35 years.
And combined with that, they think that, you know, the market is high and it's going to decline. And you know, realistically, we've seen some issues in technology stocks over the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've seen some significant declines here and there. So, you know, these have sort of rocked the markets a little bit and makes people a little bit more nervous. And also, we have seen a great upswing in the market over the past, actually, almost 10 years now, right?
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I was talking about a report that that we get that gives us an update on what's going on in the markets. Now, like I will tell people again, we are recording this today on Monday. I believe today is the 30th. Today's
the 30th
of July.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And so the numbers that I was sharing was from July 27th. It's a report that we get every single day that talks about where the markets are.
Yep.
And the S&P 500, despite what people think that the market is in shaky ground, I mean, a lot of people will come to us and say, oh, my God, the market's in tough shape. The S&P's up over 6% right now for the year to date.
Right.
And on a one-year rolling basis, it's 16%.
Yep.
And if you think that's lousy, we got problems, right?
Yes, we certainly do. But what we have seen year to date is we've seen a lot more volatility than we have seen over the past 8 years. I mean, pretty much over the past 8 years, we have not seen dramatic volatility. And last year, for instance, we saw very little volatility. 2017 was a very calm year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has made people a little more aware. So although the S&P right now is up, that has not been the case right along.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that, you know, when people have all this money now that they know they need to invest in order to achieve their retirement goals, but they are on the verge of retiring or actually retired, now it's more dangerous, they feel. Mm-hmm. Or it's much scarier. What if the market goes down right away? You know, so one of the strategies that we use in the office is to dollar cost average that money. We don't take it all and just dump it in the market today.
And so we dollar cost average it. Do we take a particular approach when you say dollar cost averaging? How long?
So, yes. And so dollar cost averaging, I should explain that a little bit further. That means that we put a certain amount of money in, let's say one-fifth of the money every month for 5 months. Mm-hmm. So we take a systematic approach to it, and we set it up. We can, you know, technology is great nowadays. We can set it up so that every month we buy another fifth of the amount of money that's supposed to go into a particular mutual fund.
Now, are there certain investments that you dollar cost average and other ones that you don't?
So typically on the fixed income side, we don't dollar cost average into that.
Why not? Because
fixed income typically moves less. They're less. Those investments are typically less volatile. So, and we also need income in the portfolio, so it's nice to have that income stream. So we typically put the money in there all at once, and on the equity side, we will dollar cost average.
Yeah, and it's all on an individualized basis, too. Some people will say, you know what, I'm willing to take the risk. I want to be all in, too.
Yep. And sometimes their money has just come out of a 401k, and they were aggressive in the 401k. So you know what, we'll mirror that with their investments.
And how much do you find that we're trading on a regular basis, Marion?
Well, we don't trade a lot. You know, we, and you know what, we...
But Cramer says it's okay to trade.
You heard Ron and Sana today about Cramer, right?
Yeah.
Made a little joke. But in any event, we don't do a lot of trading. And we find that we're much better off selecting an appropriate asset allocation for our clients, investing in great investments that we have confidence in, that have, you know, weathered the test of time.
Sure.
We set that up, and we certainly rebalance when it needs to happen, but we don't trade frequently.
Yeah, great advice. And great time that we've spent here in Boston at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. We are coming up against our clock, and we've got to let another group that's going to come in here and tape their show. So that's got to happen, and we've got to move on. We will be back next Sunday, back in the studios, back in Beverly. But I hope you enjoyed this special presentation from the LPL National Focus Conference that's here. We had my guest, Frank Patsky, an advisor from Chicago. He joined us earlier in the show. Of course, Marion Gilman, my business partner here, joining us for a couple segments. Always love having her here. But we've got to get out of here. If you would like to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. Go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. We'll get you signed up for that. If now is the time to get serious about your financial planning, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. And we will schedule a free initial consultation for you. That's going to do it for us today. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.